gentlemen. This is Frosty Wooldridge, your host tonight with Connecting the Dots. And before we get into the hour, and this is going to be, I think, a captivating hour because I'm going to have a guest on with us, Dr. Deneen Peterson out of New York, who is an outstanding writer and a speaker, and her website is www.stopthenorthamericanunion.com. And before we get into that, though, I'd just like to cover a few yards of ground with you as we get into this evening's program. And again, get those pencils and papers out. And I'm coming to you tonight from a different place. I'm a volunteer ski instructor for the handicapped up at Winter Park, Colorado, with the National Sports Center for the Disabled. And today I had a student who has MS, and we skied into some big, heavy snowstorm, and the pass got blocked up. And so I'm calling from a friend's place here in Winter Park, Colorado, with the snow falling, and I won't be getting out for a while. But for those of you who have children or parents and or you are adults that have had a traumatic brain injury, or you have had amputation or MS or MD or cerebral palsy or any other kind of debilitating situation in your life for your children or your spouse or a friend, I encourage you to come out to Winter Park, Colorado. We have 1,000 volunteers, and it's the biggest handicapped ski program in the world, and we'll teach you how to ski. We have sit skis, we have bi skis, we have mono skis, and all of these volunteers show everyone of every kind of different disability how to ski down the big slopes and down the big mountainside here at Winter Park, Colorado. And that's why I'm broadcasting from here tonight. And if you want, just go to National Sports Center for the Disabled, and just nscd.com, I think it is, or just Google it. And if you want further information, or just go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. I'll answer any questions. But if you have somebody who would like to come out to Colorado and ski, we're still open, volunteer teaching until the 17th of April. Ski season still has another month to go. And it's quite a lifetime experience, and it's certainly one of a great deal of fun and a family outing. And I've been a volunteer now for 15 years, and very touched each time I serve the people here and those who are less fortunate. So that's Winter Park, Colorado. Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots. That's the National Sports Center for the Disabled. Hal O'Leary started it over 35 years ago, and it's just an honor to be a part of that. In the meantime, please remember that we are in a colonization process. We are being usurped as far as our sovereignty in this nation. And tonight with Dr. Deneen Peterson, you're going to find out just how far down that road we are. And I really want you to make sure that you tell every one of your friends to join numbersusa.com. That's numbersusa.com. And become a faxer or a phone caller. Become part of the critical mass of American citizens working to stop what's happening to our country, our borders being completely unguarded, our U.S. Constitution being usurped, and all of the other consequences that go with that. And it's very important that you take action. And again, on my website, frostywooldridge.com, and or 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us. You are listening to Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Winter Park, Colorado, tonight. We'll see you on the other side as the sponsors make their words known.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We're back here with Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, reporting tonight from Denver. Excuse me, we're no longer in Denver. We're on the other side of Denver at Winter Park, Colorado. Yours truly is stuck on the other side of Berthoud Pass. Berthoud Pass is about 11,000 feet. It's snowing like a blizzard up there. The cars got stacked up this afternoon as I was leaving the NSCD program. And so I'm down here with a friend at a friend's house and coming to you from Winter Park, Colorado. And I think you're going to really enjoy this evening's program. The guest tonight is somebody I highly revere for her incredible writing, her decisive and precise appreciation for what's happening to America. And she has written in the past for MishNews.com. And she also writes for AmericanChronicle.com. And she is carried all over the United States on different websites. And she has her own website, and I highly recommend you going there. She's done a series that she'll talk about in this hour. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll open up those phone lines so you can call in, and that'll be 1-800-313-9443. And her website is www.stopthenorthamericanunion.com. And I want to talk, just before we get to Dr. Deneen Peterson, I want to talk just quickly about that piece that I wrote in newswithviews.com that's all over the country right now on Monday, and that had to do with the fact that American truckers are screwed by Bush with this new pilot program allowing thousands, I mean thousands and then soon tens of thousands of Mexican truck drivers into this country, taking jobs away from American citizen truck drivers. And again, these same kinds of truck drivers will do the job for half or even a third of what American truckers are making, and therefore they will take away the living wage of American truckers. And as I said in that piece, we're going to see some kind of confrontation in the future. But also, to tie that in, for those of you who know what's going on, this president and certainly the Congress are moving toward this North American Union, and that means they're going to dissolve the borders of Canada and America, and worst, and this is the worst part of that, they're going to dissolve the borders of Mexico and America, and we are going to see an onslaught, a flooding of the unfortunates all over Mexico into the United States, and we will be essentially colonized. One of the things that I'll give you a consequence of is the European Union right now is terrified of allowing Turkey to get into the European Union, because if that happens, then all of Turkey can flood into Europe, and you'll see another mass colonization that's going on right now. France, of course, is the bow of that particular Titanic, and certainly Holland and Belgium and even England are. And so if we want, or you want, or you don't care, then sit back and do nothing. But if you do care, it's my pleasure and it's a privilege tonight to introduce Dr. Deneen Peterson with her expertise, and we have some points to cover tonight, and at the bottom of the hour we'll take some phone calls. But thank you, Dr. Peterson, for being with us this evening. It's really a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, too, because I'm really enjoying coming on with you. Known you for quite a while, and this is our first experience of being on the radio together, which is quite nice.
Well, thank you. You were just on Barbara Jean out in Utah in Salt Lake City. Could you just kind of give us a rundown of what she kind of covered with you and what's going on out there in Utah?
Well, one of the things we discussed, of course, is the fact that their state legislature, their House, voted on a resolution to make the government cease and desist pushing the SPP, the Security Prosperity Partnership, which, of course, is the mechanism that they're using to segue into the North American Union. And unfortunately, when it got to the Senate, it didn't get out of committee, and the Congress has now ended their session, so it's not going to happen. But there are at least, in fact, I have a small list here. There's 11 other states who are, you know, taking advantage of what they should have been doing for quite some time now, and that is states' rights. And they are all putting forward resolutions, joint resolutions, concurrent, and so on and so forth, about exactly that, stopping the SPP, stopping the NAU, et cetera. So it's kind of heartening because it is growing. People are finally becoming aware, getting educated. That's the big thing, because, of course, the media is totally controlled and totally silent about what is actually happening. The SPP is actually the Security Prosperity Partnership, is an outgrowth of the NAFTA trade agreement, and some people call it NAFTA on steroids, or NAFTA Plus, and it's just totally, they call it, the Council on Foreign Relations calls it a deepening, one of the global elitist words, deepening of NAFTA to bring forth the Security Prosperity Partnership. And in a nutshell, the Security Prosperity Partnership actually is the ministers. Did you know you had ministers here in our country?
Oh, yes.
Ministers are meeting stealthily and rewriting all of our bureaucratic laws between our three countries. Every single branch of the every single department of the executive branch of our country, and there's quite a few, are busy working silently, stealthily, with the various governments of these two countries, Canada and Mexico, to rewrite all of our law, our bureaucratic or regulations and so on between the countries, from covering everything, every possible thing that you can think of that goes on in our country administratively is being rewritten. One good example would be about borders. Whether or not, you know, there should be a way to cross over without any kind of anything but swiping a card through a turnstile and going into the country. And they're just taking the laws of one country, which may be A, and melding them into our laws, which may be B, and Canada's laws, which may be C. And they're coming up with some sort of composite or whatever. So, in other words, what's going to happen is exactly the same thing that happened with the trade agreement. Our wages went down so that Mexico's wages could go up. The same thing's going to happen with these bureaucratic laws, these regulations between the countries. We're going to have to give up what we spent hundreds of years developing to regulate everything in this country, and I mean everything. I'm talking about food processing. I'm talking about ecological things. I'm talking about how the water and the fisheries are done, transportation, health things, everything that you can imagine that's regulated is now being, quote, harmonized between these countries. Really good example. About 4 years ago, President Bush signed a harmonization agreement. That's another globalist word that you have to be very...
Whenever you hear that word, you better pay attention.
harmonization with Mexico over the Social Security Fund. And what it says is... well, first I'll give you a little bit of history. This agreement was signed, but never produced. So a senior citizen group, of course, concerned about the Social Security Fund because it's, you know, in dire jeopardy, according to whomever you listen to,
right,
to find out what the consequences were going to be of this, whatever this harmonization agreement that was signed between the two countries means. They went to FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, which requires that the government produce the documents that are requested within a certain period of time. Well, as is typical with this administration and others, they simply didn't produce the documents so that you could see what they signed in this harmonization agreement. They went to court. It took them 3.5 years of court proceedings to finally get the document, this harmonization agreement concerning our Social Security. And in that, we discover that illegal aliens will be able to collect Social Security after 12 quarters. Now, Americans can't collect Social Security unless they have worked and paid in for 40 quarters.
40 quarters, that's correct.
Years. Okay? So there's this agreement, and the reason they wouldn't produce it and why they had to go to court and spend 3.5 years in legal tangle was because they don't want you to know what's in that. And that's just one tiny example of what they're doing under the radar and in violation of our Constitution, which requires that these things be vetted by our Congress, not to mention that we the people should be knowing about what's going on.
Oh, you know, and I appreciate that. One of the things, and I think that harmonization of Social Security was also going to allow all illegal aliens who had given false Social Security numbers and or had forged these Social Security and also just ID theft, that they were going to be able to tap into regular Social Security payments, even though they had been here illegally, and then they also had done identity theft, and also that they had also just created new Social Security card numbers and or the same person used a valid Social Security card times another 500 people who also signed onto that card. It really amazes me, Dr. Peterson, that you get all of this corruption. Then all of a sudden we get to what? Pay for the corruption, and that we get to legalize it through this harmonization of the Social Security accounts. It seems to me something that's so horrendous, it's not even comprehensible by a Western mind. But if you look at from a Mexican mind, if you look at from Central and South America, you have a completely different outlook on the thing because they're the ones that are benefiting.
Well, not only that, the culture in Mexico is wrapped around this concept of mordida, and mordida is it's just corruption amongst all levels of governance. I mean, you learn that you go along, you play along to go along, because otherwise you don't get anywhere.
You got that right. This is Frosty Wooldridge and Connecting the Dots, talking with Dr. Peterson. We'll be right back here after this commercial break and follow through on this line of thought. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've seen the movie at least 10 times, and Clint Eastwood charges across that screen with Eli Wallach and Lee Van Cleef. And it's always a pleasure to be a part of that energy, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because here in America today, as you know, we have the good. That's you and the rest of us, the American citizens who work for the best, work for the good, work for a positive United States of America. Then you've got the bad, and you've got the politicians who are working against us. You've got the ugly, and that's the corporations that are really wagging the dog, essentially wagging Congress and wagging George Bush, and we're the ones that get to pay for it. So the good, bad, and the ugly is the theme song of Connecting the Dots. And this evening, Dr. Peterson is connecting a few dots for you. One of the things that concerns me, Dr. Peterson, is the fact that if these bureaucrats are writing these new laws, I have traveled throughout Mexico. There is not one ecological law written down there. They don't have a species extinction or threatened creatures act. They don't have any clean water, clean air. If you live in Mexico City, you've got 25 million people and all of their pollution, and you're simply breathing nothing but just toxic air, and the consequences, they've got raw sewage spouting into the ocean. They've got literally dumps everywhere, rivers running in sewage. Does that mean that if we have some kind of a harmonization with Mexico that we will simply have to dissolve all of our own ecological laws also to match that of Mexico, or is there any way there's going to be some kind of equity? Well, is that a big question? It's a mouthful, isn't it?
So far apart, how could there ever be a common ground? Until that's been the complaint about aligning ourselves with Mexico, which is a third world country, which is renowned for its corruption. It's one of the most corrupt countries in the world. That's by an independent survey of countries throughout the world. And they most of their laws, even if they exist on the books, are not obeyed because – it's part of their culture not to obey the laws.
That's correct.
So there's no way you could ever, quote, harmonize them. I love the words.
Regularization, harmonization, surge. I cry, I laugh, I scream half the time because in 1860, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, Mark Twain said that the shabbiest of all lies is silent assertion when the media and the politicians and all the leaders in a responsible position obfuscate, cloud, ignore, suppress, or deny a social wrong or something going on bad in the society. Right. And, of course, in his time it was slavery, and in our time it's everything that's going on right now, such as harmonization, regularization, surge, weapons of mass destruction, you name it, it is still continuing all these years later. And it just, for anybody with a brain, you wonder if George Bush has two IQ points to rub together like a couple of nickels, and I'm afraid he can't come up with anything. But when you were on the Barbara Jean show, and there, at least there's I think Maine stopped that SPP. Is there any, do you have some kind of appreciation that enough people are going to stand up here soon enough to stop this thing? And what can we find on StopTheNorthAmericanUnion.com website?
Oh my goodness, you name it, it's there.
Good.
I have a huge video collection for people who are visually oriented that deals with the NAU. In fact, one of the things I just put up, which I think is extremely important, I have a little red box around this video, which says you must watch it because what it is was created in Great Britain. It talks about what it's like to live under the European Union. And what was really interesting about it, and I've watched it about four times, and every time I hear even more. If you really want to get a good feel for what it would be like to be part of the North American Union, you need to listen to the this video. It's 43 minutes long on the European Union. It's called The Real Face of the European Union. But what I came up with out of that comparison of the comparison between the European Union and where we're headed with the North American Union is the following. The European Union began as a free trade agreement in 1951, just like our NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, in 1994. Then Europe morphed into the European Economic Community. And if you're an old one like me, you can remember when these stages arrived.
I do remember.
The EEC now.
The EEC, that's correct.
Right. And Robert Pastor, who is a CFR member, whom I call the Pied Piper of the North American Union, he calls what he's doing and selling to our Congress and the Parliament of Canada, something called the North American Community, which I debate the difference between community versus union. And then once the EEC was a reality and commonly accepted, then it morphed into the common market. Ours is called the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Cool.
Okay. Then, deceptively, the poor Brits were sold that the lie that it was just a common market. Let's all, get in the boat and row in the same direction, and we can help each other build up this market economy. So they joined in January of 73, and then once they were sucked into the common market, they went on to morph into the European Union. Ours, of course, will be the North American Union. Now the EU is well on its way to becoming a federalist superstate, which is expected to morph again and become the United States of Europe.
There you go. Let me get back with you in just about 3 minutes from now. Dr. Peterson, thank you. This is Frosty Wooldridge, your host for Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back on this other side of this commercial break. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing. As the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall, how long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and thank you for joining us. You are on Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we're talking about stopping the North American Union. And Dr. Peterson is with us this evening, and she's talked about, what, 15 states now are really joining forces and really manifesting states' rights, which is really needed. If you could, Dr. Peterson, could you give me a few of the negatives that if this thing ever went through here in the United States, commensurate with what has happened to Europe on this 43-minute video that you have on your website, what can the American worker, just the average Joe and the average mom and dad, what are they going to experience if
Hello?
This thing
Is
comes
anyone
through?
There?
Pardon?
Have we lost Frosty?
Hello? Yeah, Dr. Peterson? Thomas?
Oh, you're back.
Yes, you can hear me.
Yes, I can. I couldn't for a while, though.
Okay. My question is this, Dr. Peterson. What can the average mom and pop, the average Joe worker out there in America, what are they going to experience? What can they expect as if this North American Union and the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, goes through and we see all these laws change and you see the markets dissolve as far as borders and sovereignty, what's going to happen on the negative side for American citizens, just average Joe America?
Well, first of all, they're not going to end with the North American Union. They're going to continue on and create the AU, the United States of the Americas. That's plural, which is North America and South America combined.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just the first step. Once they achieve that, then they'll move on. They're already 20 years ahead of us as far as getting people involved in South America to become part of the AU, the America's Union. Now, this is what has happened in Europe. Like I said, they've become United States of Europe. That's going to be their next morphing or title or description of them. And then the EU, which already has its own currency called the euro, we're going to have the Amero, which is the equivalent in our country, and the European Union's unelected and unaccountable. Those are two very important words. Leaders, which run the EU out of Brussels, they are unelected and they are unaccountable. They are working overtime to create one legal system, one military, one police force, one flag, and one national anthem. the video that I told you about on my website, and Stop the North American Union, which is the real face of the European Union, talks about how they are already buried under some 40,000 regulatory laws that have emanated from this unelected and unaccountable leaders in Brussels. They've only just begun, believe me.
In other words, you're talking about someone in power that has no attachment to those that they are in power over. This runs somewhat like Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, if I can even recall that particular novel, and that there's no recourse by the common man. And I think it was Solzhenitsyn, the guy that wrote the Archipelago, the Russian writer, and he said that the great joy of mankind is that all these nations and all these different peoples really give the personalities and the societies and the cultures to the planet, give the dynamic to the planet. But as this thing comes in, we're looking at losing all of that. You know, and I would bring this to bear. As I've bicycled across the United States this summer, as I motorcycled across the United States, I've found, and especially as I was trucking across the United States for the last 30 years, I've found that we've lost regional flavor just because McDonald's and Pizza Hut and Burger King and Pizza Joe's and everybody else just line every street, and there's no more diners that have that regional flavor. Is that what we can expect as this thing takes over?
Probably. You know, you're talking about the cultural level. I'm more concerned about the legal level, because if you understand that one of the goals of the North American Union is to literally have a supreme legislature that can override our legislature, a Supreme Court that can override our Supreme Court, their plan is so huge that there's just no way for you to comprehend how your life will change. One of the things that I did want to discuss tonight was one of the things that the Brits complained about in that video I told you about, which was the fact that they have suspended habeas corpus in England already.
They have suspended habeas corpus.
Yes, they have.
That's the first part of tyranny right there.
Oh, it most certainly is. And it's on its way here in our country, because on October 17th, last year, 2006, there were two acts, they're laws, they're called acts, ACTS, that were signed into law by President Bush that were, you know, produced by our Congress, our rubber stamp Congress. And in it are these two acts are the most damaging to our country of anything they could have ever done. If what I tell you in the next few minutes doesn't scare the bejeebers out of you, nothing will. The two acts were the following. In fact, I call this is my own take on October 17th when I signed them both into law, was it's a day that will live in infamy, because it's just so horrendous. We've literally given our president despotic powers. The first one is called was a public signing, on which the president signed into law the Military Commissions Act of 2006. That law suspended habeas corpus. Now, habeas corpus came about as a way of allowing people to get themselves out of jail if they've been put there without what they call habeas corpus.
Right, due process, really.
Yes, exactly. Habeas corpus is corpus delicti, the body. It's the body of, you either produce the body and say, you know, he did it, so on and so forth, or the body of evidence, okay?
Correct.
So, in other words, you have to have a reason to throw people in jail, and if you just stick people in jail, they have to have a way to get out if they've been put there improperly. And that's what the writ of habeas corpus is. It lets you get out of jail if you are being imprisoned, and there's nothing, there's not a proof that you belong there.
Right.
So that has been eliminated by this Military Commissions Act. The second act that was signed in a private Oval Office ceremony. That should tell you something right there.
Of course.
It's called the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, for short, of 2007. What that act did was it eliminated the protections of posse comitatus. and it rewrote the Insurrection Act. What does that mean? The rewriting of the Insurrection Act means that the president can call up the military and have them act as police. Now, you remember when the cry went out to have the military on the border to seal the border from the Mexican invasion?
I remember correctly.
They all yelled, oh, posse comitatus, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Posse comitatus no longer exists. But it's not going to be used to have them stop people at the border. It's going to be used against us.
Us.
We the people.
American citizens.
Mm-hmm. Posse comitatus was a bright line between the police in this country and the military in our country, with the exception of the National Guard and the Coast Guard, which was put under the aegis of the governors of each of the states.
Right.
So the governors have control over those two groups. And the Military Commissions Act, I'm sorry, the National Defense Authorization Act, has eliminated this posse comitatus. Now, posse comitatus came about because after the Civil War, the North military went to the South and became their police.
Right, they just pretty much ran over the South.
Well, they did. It was like 15 years, and you know, literally, it was like the jackboot on their necks. It was horrendous. And so, what happened was there was enough people in Congress. You know, there had to be more than just the people from the South because it wasn't going to carry the motion. They wrote this law called Posse Comitatus, which made this bright line between the military and the police departments. Well, now we've got it from both ends because our police departments are developing these SWAT teams, which are basically filled with retired, retired military or ex-military. They didn't retire. And they're also funded very lavishly with old, outdated military tanks in some of the towns across the country, which the Department of Homeland Security has given to these people to accompany their SWAT teams. And so we have the police department going military, and we have the military turning into police. Well, this is absolutely mind-boggling. So you understand two things. One is that the president can now bring forth the military, and he can come out and name, in order to arrive at that point, I'm looking for my little piece of paper here. He can literally call forth the military, and I'm trying to find you the what's actually in the law.
He can call forth the military and do his bidding without question at this point.
Exactly. So what it says is under the act, when they suspended the Insurrection Act, which, by the way, they renamed it, the Enforcement of Laws to Restore Public Order. So the Insurrection Act has been renamed to that, and you'll see why. Because what it says was the Insurrection Act widened the president's ability to deploy troops within the United States to enforce the laws. Under this act, the president may also deploy troops as a police force during, this is the list, a natural disaster, think Katrina, an epidemic, think a bird flu, or a serious public health emergency, a terrorist attack, think dirty bomb, and then here's the barn door, or other conditions.
Or other conditions. In other words, you and I can't march in the streets.
you got it. So whenever the president determines that the authorities of the state, think about Katrina, and Governor Blanco and the tug of war that they had, Karl Rove and her had, over the federal government taking over the National Guard from out from underneath Governor Blanco. She said no, and they stamped their feet and carried on. Well, what they did was they now wrote this law. They can just call the National Guard out whenever they want. Whenever they decide that a state is incapable of maintaining order, well, I guess that could be defined any way you want. Then the bill also modified a section in that Insurrection Act giving the president authority to dispel either insurgents or those obstructing the enforcement of law. So there's one other little piece to that.
Dr. Peterson, would that possibly also take away the right to assemble?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. So in other words, one of the basic rights we have is to assemble. This new act could take that away. That's an extraordinary amount of usurpation of the United States Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Peterson is talking about this North American Union situation with a Social Security and Prosperity partnership. It looks like we are being duped into some kind of a giant mega government that is going to be all-powerful over us. If you have any questions, the last 15 minutes of the show, you can certainly call 1-800-313-9443, and Dr. Peterson will answer your questions. And I think we do have a caller on the line. I think we have some Jim from Texas. Could we, if he's still on the line, or the next caller?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, Jim, how are you doing? How's Texas today compared to 10,000 feet in snow in Colorado?
Texas is warm. It was almost 80 degrees today, thankfully. That's the reason I'm in Texas. I'm originally from Missouri. I retired and moved to Texas.
All right.
That's neither here nor there.
Yes, sir.
But the whole point both of you are trying to make tonight, and I'd like to encapsulate it to say that the entire Central and South America was based upon and has always been based upon filthy rich, dirt poor.
Right.
That's the way it's been based. It hasn't changed in 500 years or whatever it's been.
That's about right.
And so, but that's the plan they have for us, and people have to understand the big picture. The big picture is these people in control couldn't care less if the entire North American continent was only worth $10. They would control $9.99999 ad infinitum percent of the economy. They couldn't care less what it's worth, because the name of the game is just like they've done in South America. How many people in America know that in Mexico today there's something like 50 to 55 billionaires? This is in a dirt poor country where they can't feed themselves, they have no work, they have nothing, but they have 50 something billionaires. The United States only has like 120.
Yeah, I think
Mexico,
the billionaires
50 something.
Yeah. I think it was 22 billionaires down there, but I'm not positive of that number, but you might be correct than I.
You're not allowing for the criminality, and the whole South American, Central American, Spanish American culture is based on filthy rich, dirt poor, and anybody that can squeeze any amount of corruption in between. There's no middle class.
There hasn't
been a middle class there ever.
That's correct. No question.
And that's exactly what they got in mind for us. They're doing it as we speak. We have our middle class is disappearing. And I've been a member of my whole life of lower middle class, but I understood what was going on. You know, most people don't understand what's going on. There's not going to be a middle class in 25 years, or probably even less than that. There's going to be no middle class. It's going to be filthy rich, dirt poor, and the people that are taking the payoffs that will come out and put a pistol to the back of your head for their payoff. That's the name of the game.
But Dr. Peterson, do you have any comments on that particular possibility?
Well, yes, I already spoke about the issue, the cultural issue of mordida, which is rampant in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. There's the very, very wealthy, and then there's the very, very poor, and there's not much in between. One of the other things that I wanted to mention, too, about the
agree with what I said 100%.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim from Texas. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
One of the things that you have to understand that this law is going to do, it's created to maintain public order, but this is directly out of the act itself. This is a quote. In order to suppress in any state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy. Now, can you think who would fit into those categories? Just about anybody that objects to anything that the government does.
Right.
Then the other part I wanted to tell you about was in the suspension of habeas corpus in the Military Commissions Act, a lot of people are saying that, oh, that's only going to apply, the suspension of habeas corpus, to aliens. That is not true. A lot of the mainstream media has written that, you know, because a lot of people got into a kerfuffle over this, saying that, oh, that's terrible, you know, suspension of habeas corpus, blah, blah, blah. And they say, oh, don't worry, it's only going to involve illegal aliens. Well, guess what? In that act, the Military Commissions Act, they can name you an unlawful enemy combatant, pick you up, put you in jail, throw away the key and you'll never see the light of day again. And everybody says, well, that's only for illegal aliens. These are unlawful enemy combatants. But I'm going to read you right out of the act. It says, a person who has engaged in hostilities or who has purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the United States or its co-belligerents who are not a lawful enemy combatant. They call a lawful enemy combatant those persons who are part of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or associated forces. It goes on to say, a person...
Hey, we'll have to come back here in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Dr. Peterson and Connecting the Dots, and we'll be talking to Alan in Texas if he has a question on the flip side of this commercial. Thanks for listening. We'll be seeing you just on the other side of this commercial break.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and I'm talking this evening with Dr. Deneen Peterson. And we actually have a caller from Allen, Texas, and then another one for Barbara from Oregon. But let's go ahead with Allen from Texas. You have a question for Dr. Peterson, sir.
Hey, Frosty. I'm glad you all had a safe trip. I saw you when you were here last summer.
Oh, thank you.
I was on the blue Honda.
Oh, all righty. Remember. Okay, appreciate it.
Sure. Hi, I'm glad to hear you on the radio. My question for Dr. Peterson was about the possibility of a currency collapse to kind of just destroy the whole thing here and put us under tyranny where everybody's just poverty-stricken and willing to do anything just for a meal, kind of like 1932.
Sure. What do you think, Dr. Peterson? Any chance for, and I've written that perfect storm on the economics in one of my columns, but are we looking at a possible currency collapse here? Because I know that the Chinese are about to tie their yuan to the euro dollar. Are we in a great danger at this point, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you listen to all sorts of persons who are whose profession is economics, they're predicting it. They've been predicting it for years. We keep inching closer and closer and closer to it. And of course, that what will happen was you'll have chaos. You'll have chaos on the streets, which then will bring forth things like this, calling you an unlawful enemy combatant for being out there complaining. The last part of this law says a person who, before, on, or after the date of the enactment of the Military Commissions Act in 2006, has been determined to be an unlawful enemy combatant by a combatant status review tribunal or other competent tribunal established, and pay attention to this, under the authority of the president or the secretary of defense. In other words, we have created with this act a dictator in chief. If you don't believe me, how about Tommy Franks? Tommy Franks has said the following, and to go on beyond the Military Commissions Act and the Defense Authorization Act, what they're really talking about here is martial law. Okay, they don't say that in the acts, but that's in fact what's going to happen. They're going to bring forth martial law. Listen to what General Tommy Franks had to say. Now, he's an insider, don't you think?
I'd say Tommy Franks is a big insider.
So anyway, he says he believes that martial law will replace the Constitution after the next terrorist attack. This is going to be a quote from him. He was being interviewed by a cigar aficionado, and he said the following quote: "It means the potential of a weapon of mass destruction and a terrorist, massive, casualty-producing event somewhere in the Western world, it may even be the United States of America, that causes our population to question our own Constitution," that's if they know about it, what's in it, "and to begin to militarize our country in order to avoid a repeat of another mass casualty-producing event, which in fact then begins to unravel the fabric of our Constitution." Two steps, very, very important. So, in essence, you know, he knows what's coming up. He's on the inside big time, and he's saying if there's a triggering event, whatever it is, a bird flu pandemic, a dirty bomb, whatever, they'll bring forth martial law, and we will have the rise of the Fourth Reich.
Dr. Peterson, you are bringing to light some very important and also shocking information that really is going to be handled here in the coming years, whether we as American citizens start participating or we don't. I want to thank you for being on the show this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, www.stopthenorthamericanunion.com. And go to AmericanChronicle.com to read Dr. Peterson's work. And thank you for being on the show this evening. It's just a pleasure and honor. And we'll have you back if you'll come on back. And ladies and gentlemen, get active, get into, and be a participant in this Republican form of government. Make sure you join numbersusa.com. Go to my website, frostywoldridge.com, and make sure you go to this particular website of Dr. Peterson's. Thank you so much, Dr. Peterson. Have a great night, good evening, and God bless you.